You are innocence personified. I will drag you down and sell you out. Run away. I am cold like December snow.
Adam Schefter of ESPN reported that TJ Watt could have got more money out of the Steelers, but Watt overruled his agents and marched into Art Rooney's office and got the deal done. I just do not believe that happened for a second. That is a whopper of a lie. If Watt wanted to overrule his agents, why didn't that happen weeks ago? This was PR that got leaked by Watt's agent after he supposedly got overruled. And now Twitter says Watt took less to be a Steeler. Took less to be a Steeler. Yo, what are you talking about, took less? Watt got quarterback money. He got $80 million guaranteed. This is in no way a team-friendly deal. If you're glad Watt got paid, okay. But Watt isn't a hero for taking less because he didn't take less. Watt didn't do a passive holdout for all of training camp only to take less money just before the season started. So, if you think TJ Watt is a hero for taking this deal, if you think that he really took less money, you are a mark. And guess what?
You just made the list.
The list brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Count on a name you could trust. Dial 412-367-0815, and they will help you with all your plumbing needs. Okay, as I said earlier, I am sick as a dog. Really sick. If this had been any day but the Friday before Steelers season, I would have taken off. So, I know we have a sketchy relationship, the audience and I, but I need your help because my prep was limited because of the illness, and I pretty much burned through everything. We got Mr. Friday afternoon at 5:15. But you want to talk about this Steeler-Buffalo game? Give me your prediction. Tell me why. Tell me why you think they're going to do better than 8-9, which is my official prediction. Dial now, 412-333-WXDX. You look, again, I keep coming back to this. You look at the quarterbacks they play. You think Patrick Mahomes is going to play bad enough for the Steelers to upset Kansas City? You think Russell Wilson is going to play bad enough? Although that game between Seattle and Pittsburgh, that isn't Heinz Field. I think that'll be a pretty even matchup in terms of the point spread. But Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, the Steelers' first four games feature two that they're just not going to win. Not going to win, period. They're not going to win at Buffalo, no matter how bad you want them to. They are not going to win at Green Bay, no matter how bad you want them to. They're not going to beat Josh Allen. They're not going to beat Aaron Rodgers, not on the road. So the best they can hope for after four games is 2-2, and they've got to be, or their season will already be in trouble. Of course, you know, that bars injuries to Allen at Buffalo and injuries to Rodgers at Green Bay. Let's go to Matt, you're on the Mark Madden Show.
How you doing, Mark?
Good, Matt.
First of all, I hope you feel better soon. And second, Pittsburgh and Buffalo. I don't have high hopes for Pittsburgh in this matchup. Buffalo's just way too dynamic with the weapons they have on offense. Their defense is solid. And I think our offense right now has a lot to prove. I just don't see it on paper. I don't see it live how it's going to turn out well for Pittsburgh. And as far as the season goes, I think the team goes as Ben does. And that's pretty much all I got.
I think any team goes as any quarterback does, Matt, so I feel you. If the Steelers would get ahead in this game and Buffalo gets reduced to passing every down, you would normally think that's favorable. But when the Steelers go in the dime, they take off good personnel to put on bad defensive backs. So it's hard to come up with a way that this game goes in favor of the Steelers. Any, you know, any even momentarily, I mean, unless Najee Harris goes out there and, you know, rushes for how many yards, the Steelers can control the ball that way. But with their offensive line, are we ever going to be able to predict that?
Absolutely not.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're on with Mark.
Get better over the weekend. Quick comment on Watt's deal. I agree with you. I think that's the story about Watt storming in and taking control is a joke. I do think his contract makes him very tradable, like Khalil Mack, and getting, you know, two first-round picks sometime in the future. I'd be down for that. And as far as this weekend, I'm a little bit more optimistic. I actually kind of feel the Steelers might pull this win out. But I am in the camp with you. I don't think they're going to win more than 9 games. I'm saying 9-8, but I don't know. I have a feeling about this weekend they might pull the upset. I think running the ball and controlling the clock is in their game plan, and I think that'll benefit them.
Well, I'm sure running the ball and controlling the clock may be in their game plan, but, you know, how's the offensive line going to facilitate that? 3 weeks ago, and you know this, Jeremy, if you listen to the program, I really like the Steelers. In fact, I wrote in the Trib that I thought the Steelers would win this game. But ever since then, Buffalo, you know, guys like Cole Beasley, all the anti-vaxxers up there, they shut up and the Bills have got down to football. And the Steelers have had some very unfortunate injuries. I don't think we talk about the Tua injury nearly enough.
I agree.
He is a playmaker, not quite on TJ Watt's level, but not far below. And even though I think Zach Banner ain't all that, he is supposedly their best run blocker. And when they moved Chooks from left tackle to right tackle in Banner's absence, it made me doubt Chooks.
I can understand that.
Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Great.
All right, so Buffalo didn't have a run game last year. Should we be worried about that at all? Why or why not? I think Buffalo wins by at least 10. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Well, thank you. I mean, yeah, you're right. We tend to ignore here in Pittsburgh. The football fans ignore what they don't like. And Buffalo beat that ass last year at Buffalo against Pittsburgh. So, yeah. I mean, Buffalo's a better team. Let's not pretend that the Steelers aren't a class with Buffalo. Doesn't mean they can't win. Does mean they probably won't. Let's go to Colin. Colin, you're on with Double M.
Double M, how's it going?
Great.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, kind of like you've been saying here, I really think the Bills are gonna win the game on Sunday just because the Steelers don't have anybody who can guard Diggs. And I think that Josh Allen is really just going to shred that secondary up. And I really think the Bills have a good shot at making it to the Super Bowl this year. Had they not run into, you know, Tom Brady and a super hot Bucs team last year, I think they definitely could have made it.
Wait, the Bills lost to who in the playoffs? They didn't lose the Bucs. The Bucs are in the other conference.
I'm so confused. Had they not run into Kansas City?
Yeah, but Kansas City was beatable. I'm not saying that was the Bills' last best chance, but that was a good chance.
I agree. Thanks, Mark.
Let's go to Pat. You're on with Double M.
Hey, Double M, how you doing?
Great.
So I'm thinking, start of preseason, I had the Steelers going 7-10. I switched it now. I think they're going to go 10-7. The big two factors Sunday's game, I think, can T.J. Watt get past that line and get to Allen in time before Diggs gets open? If Diggs gets open, I think we're done.
I got to be honest, but I can't understand a word you're saying, so I'm going to cut you off. But it was still a good call. Get a better phone. I can't respond. I got to the point where I couldn't understand what you were saying, ergo could not respond. 412-333-WXDX is the number to call. I think the Bills are a really good team. I think Allen and Diggs might be the best 1-2 punch in football, the best passing game, best passing combination. Yeah, the Bills lost to Kansas City in the AFC Championship from 38-24. I'm not saying that was their last best chance. That was a good chance, though. Kansas City doesn't have the depth of weaponry that they once had. They have made some additions on their offensive line for this year that could spell trouble. But Last year, boy, that game was winnable for the Bills. They were up 9-0 early, you may recall. But Kansas City then went to the Super Bowl and got beat and cost me a bunch of money, not to be critical. All right, up next, we're going to get the football picks with Mr. Friday Afternoon. It's the Mark Madden Show live from the Rivers Casino, 105.9.
Mattress House, sleephappens.com.
This report is sponsored by Levin Furniture and Mattress.
Very good point.
The X at 105.9.
My guest at this time did just a terrible job picking the NFL games last year. Finished under 500, cost the listeners, the gamblers, a lot of money, but he begins this season with a clean slate, and we're certainly all looking forward to that. We welcome back to the program the artist formerly known as Machine. He is Mr. Friday Afternoon. Mr. Friday Afternoon, how are you?
I'm good. Did you used to call me the kids guy, too? You tried to make me do that stupid stuff?
Yeah, one year you were the kids guy. That didn't work out either, but what we need is for you to pick winners, and if you pick winners, it really doesn't matter what you're called, does it?
Not really, and I don't think you'll, because actions speak louder than words. Results speak louder than labels.
That's very philosophical of you, and I think that's a good place for us to start. Now,
are you sick today?
I am sick, yes.
Oh, do you have COVID?
I do not have COVID. I'm vaccinated against COVID. These are not COVID symptoms. I don't know what's wrong, but I just feel like I'm going to vomit, and that's why your picks have to be good. I think
you've got COVID. No. If you're going to vomit, you got COVID.
That's just not true. Are you a doctor?
If you're tired, you've got COVID. If you're going to vomit, if you get the sniffles, you got COVID. If you cough, you got COVID. If you ache, you got COVID. If you have trouble breathing, you got COVID. Literally, if you don't feel perfect, you've got COVID.
Well, I don't think that's true, and I think we're veering into territory that doesn't behoove the prediction portion of the show. Now,
let's be honest. So COVID's going to be very prevalent this year because there's more restrictions on the players than there were last year. And like the players are vaccinated now. Like COVID going forward is going to affect the picks because I'm giving the picks on Friday. And if there's like COVID, guys get COVID between Friday and Sunday, my game should be taken off. Those games should not count if I lose.
No, they will count. Do you have COVID?
No, that's in your business.
Okay, so now as I think you're aware, we had the local gambling expert from Rivers Casino, Andre Barnabé, on the show earlier. Not that you and he were
why?
In competition. Well, because
why did you do that? I thought I'm the gambling expert.
You are. You're the official gambling expert. But we are at Rivers Casino, and we think people want to hear what Mr. Barnabé has to say.
Who wants to hear what he has to say?
Well, I do, for one.
Why? You got me.
So you think you were the only gambling expert worth talking to ever?
In Pittsburgh, yes.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way, because I just want to tell you, this year we're sponsored by Rivers Casino, a beautiful casino on the north side of Pittsburgh. I am in the Rivers Sportsbook as I speak, and it is really important to a lot of very important people that you get the picks right this year.
Hello?
You heard me. It is very important to a lot of important people now involved with the show that you get the picks right.
Well, yeah, it's important to me, too, obvious.
No, this is real important to you. I can't stress that enough.
Absolutely.
It is real important.
Very real important. Hashtag real important.
Well, you never know. Bad things could happen. Accidents could happen if you don't get the picks right.
Yeah, hashtag accidents can happen, hashtag real important, hashtag clean slate. We're ready to rumble.
You're not really getting what I'm saying here, are you?
I don't understand what you're saying, to be honest with you.
There are people now involved with the show and the station who could react badly if you don't get the picks right.
You mean like possibly react with physical violence?
Well, I didn't say that.
You're implying it.
I did not say that either. No, I'm not implying it at all, no.
Okay. Well, but it is real important.
Hashtag real important, yes.
Okay. But I don't know why, that other guy, is it necessary to have him on, or did you just get rid of him?
Look, forget the other guy. Hashtag very important. Worry about yourself.
Okay.
Okay, well, we need three picks, including the Steeler game. Do you want to pick the Steeler game first or last this year?
Last.
Okay, well, what is your first? We'll go first pick, best pick, Steeler game. What's your first pick?
The Cowboys plus 8.5 points.
You can't pick that game. It's already been played.
Yeah, but that's not fair, okay, because games are played on Thursday, and I know you're probably missing Friday afternoon, but I should get credit for the games that I pick on Thursday if they win.
If you look at your contract, and you will see that it's ironclad.
Right.
As relates to you being called Mr. Friday afternoon, all games you pick must be on Friday afternoon or later.
Okay. I didn't really read the contract, but if you say it's ironclad, then it must be ironclad.
It is.
Can I talk to my fans?
If you'd like to talk to Mr. Friday afternoon, dial 412-333-WXDX. Now, what's your first pick? We've dragged this out long enough. Machine used to get the picks quicker. I liked you as Machine.
We have, let's talk about. But first of all, the first week, I'll just say there's really not a lot of trends because it's a clean slate for the NFL because everybody's starting new. But
no kidding.
One game. There's. I don't really like the Steelers game. I'm going to pick it, but two games I like a lot.
Okay.
We're going to take the Denver Broncos -3 at Daniel Jones and the Giants. This is strictly a quarterback matchup, okay? When Teddy Bridgewater plays, he's very conservative. He's a good game manager. He had a good record as a starter with the Saints. I think they were 5-0 with him. They've got a good defense. And Daniel Jones is a train wreck, turns the ball over. He's been erratic in camp. This is one of those games where the Giants are opening up against one of the best defenses in the league with a quarterback that's erratic. I look for the Giants to get some turnovers. I look for Denver to hold on to the ball and not get picked off. They'll win the turnover battle and they'll win this game by 6 to 7 points. I like Denver -3.
Let me tell you, I want to commend your first pick. That is very well thought out. I've heard other people make the same pick. And Denver, I think, is a sleeper team to make the playoffs this year. What say you?
He's not flashy, but Teddy Bridgewater is kind of a winner. Like, every time he's kind of started, he's got a winning record. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He's got a good defense. Let's them dictate the game. They'll play field position. They got a kicker with a good leg. I think that might be important in a low-scoring game. And I just think Denver is a Denver needs this game, too. The Giants are still a mess. That division, the NFC East, still to me is not very impressive. And Denver, if they get up to a good start here, I think they've got a pretty easy schedule to start off with. So this is an important game for them to get ahead.
I just want to say that a gentleman here at the sportsbook named Rocco has just slipped me a note. A gentleman named Rocco has just slipped me a note saying that he is going to bet big on Denver based on your advice, and it better be right. And also, he wants your home address so he can send you a gift when you win.
Wait a second. What does he need my home address for?
I gave it to him already.
Well, wait a second. So he's basically saying that I really need to win this game. But what if I lose? And he's got
no,
my home
no. He said he's going to send you a gift when Denver wins and covers. I think it's very positive. I think it's a tribute to you.
All right. Well, thank you for giving him my home address. I anticipate I'll be winning that game and I'll be getting a gift.
Okay, would you like to talk to your fans?
Absolutely.
Let's go to Meatball. Meatball, you're on with Mr. Friday Afternoon.
Mr. Madden, feel better. Rocco's my cousin. Can't believe he came down there. You better get some stuff right there because you sound like someone named Philly Phil. That we used to know.
No, that was one of his former. It's always been the same guy.
So
he was also what were you? Weren't you Vegas Vic with the football picks?
Vegas Nick with the football picks.
Right, and you were Irish Mick McMiniman, as I recall.
Yes, I was. I had to go for I try to keep it fresh because I don't want the fans to get bored.
Some witness protection. Yeah.
Let's go to Danny Dimes. Danny Dimes, you're on with Mr. Friday Afternoon.
First of all, Mr. Friday, just want to say big fan, dude, huge fan. As far as I'm concerned, Mark is just some guy.
What?
Better chance of happening. You heard me. Better chance of happening.
Goodbye. Cut him off. It's my show.
Called you some, Did you just hang up on him because he's just some guy and he was a big fan of me?
Yeah.
Well, we're supposed to talk to my fans. If they're not fans of you, why are you cutting them off? They're my fans.
It's the me show, not the you show. Okay, what is your next pick?
I think you'll like this one because this has a hockey analogy, okay?
Oh, good.
Okay, I like Vegas, +4 at home on Monday night. This is a hunch. Not so much a hunch, but we're betting against all the turmoil Baltimore's had with their injuries. They've had so many their whole starting backfield got lost. They're replacing them in short notice. Marcus Peters went down on back-to-back plays in practice yesterday. Gus Edwards and Marcus Peters both went down on back-to-back plays with ACL. That's psychologically, that's got to affect your team and the mindset in preparation. I was very surprised when I went to the Golden Knights games, when they started their inaugural season, at how loud that arena was and how the Knights have fostered one of the better home field advantages in the league. I think we're going to see that same energy at Allegiant Stadium. You're going to have a very rowdy, loud crowd. It's going to be a surprising home field advantage. People are going to be they're going to be surprised at how loud this crowd is. I think it's a great spot. They're playing a depleted team. Their wide receiver core has been injured all through camp. That offense is going to be out of sync. 4 points, I think, what's his name? Chucky, Gruden is going to have his team prepared. He always has his team prepared early in the season. They kind of like falter late. But out of the gate, I like Vegas getting 4 points at home. Riding what I think is going to be a really good home field advantage in this game because that crowd is going to be crazy. It's the first time we're having fans in the stadium to watch football here in Vegas.
I like your preparation so far, Mr. Friday Afternoon. These are two very good and well-thought-out picks. I think you've responded well to the concept of hashtag clean slate, hashtag real important, and almost as if by tribute, my assistant here just gave your home address to three more people.
Why did they do that?
They wanted your home address. You said it was okay.
Why? I never said it was okay.
You said it was okay. We have that on tape from earlier.
Well, those tapes have been doctored already.
You can't prove that, Russ. Okay, and you got to pick Pittsburgh. He's getting 6.5. What about that game at Buffalo?
Okay, well, this is like your fans are there at the casino. Well, just tell me what the line is at the Rivers Casino right now, because we'll use that line.
It's 6.5. I told you just now.
Okay, 6.5. So we're gonna take Pittsburgh. Just a good, they've got a very, they're gonna have to play hard and be prepared every game, and I think they're well coached for games like this. It's gonna be a slugfest. Roethlisberger with all the, even if they get down, Pittsburgh should not have a lot of trouble moving the ball at least. If the kicker doesn't miss any field goals, the defense plays, up to par or just keeps this close. I just think this is a close game. I think Pittsburgh is getting very, very disrespected with this line. I mean, this line should be 3. Well, let's not forget, what was Pittsburgh's record after 11 games last year?
11-0.
And they finished bad, but they started well. So it's like, I'm looking for them. Ben's healthy. He's fresh. He hadn't been beat up. I just think this is a good spot for Pittsburgh. I mean, I think everybody's looking at the way they finished last year as opposed to the way they started. I think they're going to get up to a better start this year because they know that they have the toughest schedule in the league. So we'll see what type of fight they have. We'll know how they're going to play in the first half. If they come out in the first half and if it's close, they'll cover the game. If it's not, then make sure that you I will make sure that I won't be home.
What's your prediction? Very good. What's your prediction for the Steelers' record?
The Steelers, how many games do you think? I think they're going to win.
Yeah, we're not doing that spot here, so I want a real prediction.
A real prediction? There's 17 games, right?
Right.
What did you predict? You made a sizable bet on the Steelers this year.
I predicted 8-9.
8-9? Okay, I'm going to predict 9-8.
Do you want to bet?
Yes.
How much?
Well, first of all, what's the bet? If they go if we hit it exactly, we win? Or if they finish?
No. 8 and under, I win. 9 and over, you win. What do you want to bet?
Let's bet 5.
No, no, no. We're not. It's too early for that spot. Now,
okay. Well, let's bet $100. $100.
$100. Okay, you're on. Can you afford that much?
Absolutely. Well, so far, at the end of the season, depending on my picks, I may not have enough money to pay you.
Our legal department, you may not be around to pay me because, like I said, these picks are real important to certain people.
What do you mean by that? I may not be around.
The picks are real important. By the way, I just heard from our legal department.
What did they say? Just now?
Just now, yeah. They texted me. Is it okay to put your home address on Twitter and on Facebook?
Absolutely not. That's called doxing.
Okay. Doxing? I never even heard. Well, okay. Yeah. Well, it's already up. But we will take it down by 6 o'clock.
What do you mean it's up on? It's already up on Twitter.
Yeah, and Facebook.
You can't do that.
Well, we thought we could. You gave permission to give it out.
Gave permission.
Yeah, you did. It's on tape from earlier.
We'll play the tape. Those tapes have already been doctored, though.
Okay, so let's go over the picks. Vegas plus 4, Denver minus 3, Pittsburgh plus 6.5. I'm excited. How about you?
I'm very excited. I think this is a 3-0 week.
When's the last time you had a 3-0 week?
Send me a visit.
That's Mr. Friday Afternoon. I'm Mark Madden. Ask Mark anything about the Steelers game. All Steelers calls next segment. Get them in. Ask Mark anything about the Steelers game. I'm live at Rivers Casino, 105.9.
After a two-year wait, our iconic iHeartRadio Music Festival is finally back. Tonight, September 17th and 18th.
Well, then you ain't talking, bitch.
The X at 105.9.
Okay, I made the segment Ask Mark Anything about the Steelers, but it's going to be a real short segment, so just call in now with Ask Mark Anything. We've had a pretty good first day at the casino, except I'm really sick. I think it's food poisoning. I'm not sure exactly what, but I took a bathroom break earlier where, it's hard to describe exactly what happened, except the cannon fired from both ends, if you get my drift. It was, I've had a couple close calls keeping stuff down, especially with Sal Pal, and even right now a little bit. But I am a trooper, I am a warrior, to quote Scandal featuring Patti Smith, whatever her name was. The NFL injury reports are out now. Deshaun Watson, the Houston quarterback who participated in camp, will not play, not injury-related personal matters. Now, is that a him mandate? Is that a club mandate? Is that an NFL mandate? This guy has 22 civil suits pending for sexual misconduct and 10 criminal charges. Ben Roethlisberger got suspended for 4 games for far less. If you extrapolate how long Deshaun Watson should be suspended based on what happened to Ben, he should be out for 64 games, I think it is. The NFL, the way they treat that stuff, it's farcical, but they're too big to fail, so it doesn't matter. Or maybe it really is a personal matter. Maybe Watson can't make the game because he has a massage appointment. Also, don't forget, tonight before the game at PNC Park and tomorrow before the game at the PNC Park gift shop, Dave Parker is signing copies of his book. He was on the show Wednesday. That was a real big deal to me. A real big deal to me. Dave Parker, great pirate. Total badass. Watched him play often as a kid. Got his autograph as a kid. Great guy. One of the reasons why I've been, I don't think I have a racist bone in my body, not even remotely prejudiced, because when I was young, I had real good experiences with guys like Doc Ellis and Dave Parker. Not Willie Stargell so much, but you learn about stuff like that when you're a kid with what you go through and what you see, and Dave Parker and especially Doc Ellis, I've told that story many times, were really important people to me. Okay, so now it's time to ask Mark anything. Dial 412-333-WXDX. Call now and ask me anything you like about anything you like. Oh, one other story I want to go over. ESPN is requiring its on-air talent to get vaccinated. Allison Williams wouldn't, so she's off the college football sideline. And people are saying that shouldn't happen. Sure it should. For one thing, everybody should get the vaccine, period. But every company has the right to mandate that its employees get the vaccine and act accordingly if they don't. This thing will enable us to get back to normal. What is so hard about that to understand? But a lot of people who aren't normal never want it to be normal again. 412-333-WXDX is the number to call. Ask Mark anything. Dial 412-333-WXDX.
Man, I slept.
New ZzzQuil Pure Z's Restorative Herbal Sleep is made for people who are tired of being...
Very good point.
VX at 105.9.
Double M from the Rivers, thanks to everybody for the hospitality down here. We'll be back here again next week. Don't forget, I'll be at the T-Box in Elwood City on Sunday to watch the Steeler game. In fact, I'll be getting there at 11:30 to watch the Liverpool game. The first 10 people to show up wearing a Troy Polamalu jersey will get an officially licensed Steeler hat. I mean, big-time quality stuff. So we'll see you Sunday at the T-Box. But right now it's time to ask Mark anything. Let's go to Brian. Brian, you're on with Double M.
Good day, Mark.
I said good day.
So my question is, with the Foo Fighters getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, what is your opinion on them, and do they fit in your top 10 American rock bands of all time?
No, they're not even close to my top 10 American rock bands of all time. I think they're mediocre at best, but by the standards of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and their popularity, they belong in. I can't complain about that, but I'm not a big fan at all. I think it's embarrassing that the guy who was in the ultimate grunge band became a mainstream classic rocker.
The irony behind that is definitely odd.
Let's go to Jake. Jake, you're on with Double M.
Yeah, Mark, I was just wondering, should the NFL investigate the report that a player busted into the owner of the Steelers' office yesterday unannounced and demanded a contract? I just wouldn't want to see this thing happen more often when players get
caught. You don't believe that for a second, do you?
No.
Yeah, that was just a whopper of a lie. It was PR. T.J. Watt got every cent he could get, because if he took less money, if that's less money, then, boy, the whole situation really was off its rocker. Thank you for the call. Ask Mark Anything brought to you by your local Honda dealers. Visit shophonda.com and your local Honda dealer to learn more about the entire line of award-winning Honda vehicles. You know what it'd be? If Juju would fumble away a game again, you know what would be a good parody song? I haven't done a parody song or a rap in a long time. Would be, most people probably wouldn't get this, though. Rocky Horror Picture Show, The Time Warp. It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Turnovers take their toll. But listen closely, not for very much longer. Juju's got to keep control. Let's go to Barb. Barb, you're on with Double M.
Oh, hi, Mark. Hey, you answered my question, actually. I was going to ask you where you were watching the game on Sunday, and what were you going to eat at that place, do you think?
I'll eat, well, I'm still on my diet, except for I've had too many exceptions lately because of traveling. Yeah. I'll eat a chicken salad, for sure.
That sounds good. What kind of dressing?
Some kind of light vinaigrette, raspberry vinaigrette usually.
Yum, sounds good. All right, Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you, Barb. Stop up if you can. Let's go to Andy. Andy, you're on Ask Mark Anything.
Howdy there, Mark. How you doing?
What up?
I was just going to call in to ask if you were feeling hip enough to guess what touchdown dance Juju is going to do for the first time this week. But I don't know. Now I think he's got to do the time warp.
Oh, my God. If he did the what if he fumbled and then did the time warp? isn't that a great idea for a song?
The parody's waiting for it.
I remember doing the time warp, fumbling. Those moments when the blackness would hit me and the ball would be bouncing. Let's do the time warp again. Let's go to Arch. Arch, you're on with Double M.
Yes, sir. Good question. Sports Beat, Mr. Monday Night. Who was he and what did he do for a living?
I don't know, and I don't know. I know he had a prominent job. I do know that. Ask Stan. Stan's the guy who had him on the show all the time. Ask Stan.
Yeah, I think he was a sales rep for Coors, Frank Fuhrer's Coors over there. You know what I mean?
Could be. I like that segment. I usually hate gambling segments. I like that Mr. Monday Night, if memory serves, and you tell me, Arch, I think he only picked one game a week, right?
Yes, on Monday nights, correct.
Yeah, you see, less correct. Is more with the gambling segments, for sure. Less is more. Thank you for the call. It's just a jump to the left. Or I could do Sweet Transvestite. I don't want to dress up for that. How'd you do, I? See you've met my faithful handyman. Let's go to Jack. Jack, you're on with Double M.
Double M, what up, man?
What up, man?
Hey, I just want to see if your offer's on the table, because we have a running bet down here in Elwood City that nobody will call your bluff on whooping your ass. And I have a video of you talking smack on me, saying you're better than me 4 years ago, so I'm going to come down and approach you. So I just wanted to see if you was going to blame, maybe call security.
Yeah, you won't.
On your sick.
You won't do anything. You won't
I'm
do
coming
anything.
Down, Caponi.
You won't do anything. Please, I can tell you're old and feeble, and they love me in Elwood City. They love me in Elwood City.
Bring that Rona down to Elwood, brother.
I'll be there Sunday, brother. Yeah, dial tone. That's what I figured. I lost my time warp lyrics. Where are they? I don't like the actual dance part, just to jump to the left. I like the actual lyrics. With a bit of a mind flip, you're into the time slip, and nothing can ever... You know what? We're wrapping up early. I've done enough for one day. Oh, wait. Leeds and Liverpool Sunday. Come on, you Reds. Double M on the X. Thanks to everyone here at Rivers. Steelers going to lose. Bills going to cover. 105.9.
WXDX FM, Pittsburgh. We're not annoying like all your other exes.
Hi.
Pittsburgh's rockin' alternative.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.